How long does it take now to clean out a salmon head like that?
Overnight. Overnight you can untangle them the next day and put them out in the water again for fish, you know, for salmon. But now I sooner spend 2 or 3 hours down there untangling an eighth than over in the river beating them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an awful job over in the river. You know, and the fishermen in the harbor don't like that at all.
Well, now, that's what you used to do before. You used to let them soak in the river, right?
Yeah, let them soak for 3 or 4 days and then go over and beat it out of them on the water, you know? Swish them back and forth in the water and beat the slub out of them that way.
But this system you got now of tying them on down to land wash, you don't have to beat them at all.
No, you don't have to beat them at all. Just untangle them and they're ready for salmon fishing again.
Cleans the whistle, eh?
Clean as the whistle. Now, there might be a bit of sand left in them, but the sand will come out when it goes in the water anyway. You know?
Lawrence, how did you come up with that system? Who thought that up?
Well, now, me and Dick have been, and another fisherman here, Eric Stack, we've been doing some experimenting with high-pressure hoses and one thing and another, you know? And we came up with the idea that when a net is cable-laid on the water, you know, after a breeze of wind, nets roll up.
Yeah.
And when we take them in then after they're rolled up, we unheave the rolls out of them and put them back in the water again. They're as clean as a whistle.
Hmm.
So that swishing that's done out on the water works the same way in the land wash. And it gives it a sandpaper effect, you know? And all this slub is washed out.
Now, could you do it on another kind of beach? You say you've got sand among the rocks down there. That seems to be the answer.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to us, you know.
So would it be effective on a beach with just heavy rocks?
It may, you know, if the rocks are, you know, the net don't tangle too much in the rocks, you know. But after the sea goes out here, after the water falls, you know, the net is left and is half buried with sand. And dig it out of the sand and untangle it, wash the sand off and untangle it, and the net is as good as new.
Lawrence, after all that trying over the last 2 or 3 years to come up with a good system, it's as simple as that, eh?
Well, I suppose most answers, you know, for them problems are lies in nature anyway, you know, because, you know, nature takes care of itself anyway, and I guess that's another way of telling us that it can be done that way.
Use your head.
Yeah, it's the simplest method, you know, and this is not an expensive method either, you know. Don't cost the fishermen no money, and, you know, them systems that, you know, high-pressure hoses, them are $3,000 or $4,000, and fishermen can't be involved in that, you know. You know, if the salmon are scarce, it wouldn't be worth his while, you know.
Could you use that same system with a cod trap?
Not with a cod trap, because cod traps are a lot larger, you know. But you could use it on herring nets or plumfish nets or something like that, you know. I think it would work on them just as well.
Other fishermen in your area are doing the same now with their salmon nets?
Fishermen here on the beach today, and now just last 2 or 3 days, they're... And there's a fine lot of salmon here, and